previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Justin Jones called Bright Light on Algoa FM. Miko with Grace Kelly with Wayne Lee and Charlie Tina. Over the next couple of days, starting today on Algoa FM Breakfast, you're going to get to know the brand with insights from our experts. You know the people that work behind the scenes, Charlie?
Yeah.
There are a whole lot of people that make this radio station function, and there's different moving parts.
This machine, as we call
it. Yeah. And I think one of the most important components of a radio station and making sure that a radio station is successful, sounds good, is the music. So we've asked the music compiler to join us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning. He plays two roles here at Algoa FM.
No stranger to the airwaves.
No.
Yeah. One of my favorites, by the way.
One of my favorites.
I'll take it. Thank you.
All right. So, Charles Leslie, welcome to Algoa FM Breakfast. Two roles. I said, obviously, we hear you on a Sunday morning from 9 till 12.
Yeah, and less than in fact it would seem, despite the fact that I'm the longest serving music compiler on the station, is that I am in fact the music compiler, which means the music that you hear on the station was put there by me. Not alone, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's my question, because, yeah. I mean, you're the music compiler, so do you do it all yourself? I mean, do you sit and go through all the songs and pick? Are there other people that form part of a team? Is there a committee? Explain it to the people that are listening cool. This morning.
Right. So, in short, as the music compiler, that means any submissions for playlisting on this station are made to me. And they come from a lot of different places. The other more important thing that I do is today I will create tomorrow's log. In other words, on a Tuesday, I create Wednesday's log. That means we use our scheduling software to schedule according to a whole of criteria that we specify for it to end up with the on-air product that we do. Because it's worth bearing in mind, Algoa FM is an adult contemporary music-based station. 70% of what goes out on air is music, and it had better be right.
And adding to that, Charles, it's a lot to do with our licensing conditions as well, what we play. Very important one, eh?
Yes, funny you should say that, because one of the other things that I need to do is submit the statutory reports. It's a highly regulated industry. Broadcasting is very, very regulated. And the other thing that we need to do, as all stations do, is maintain local content. That is set at 35% for commercial stations, and you may not miss that content quota once.
I think maybe we should just expand on that a little bit. So what does it mean for, or what is local content?
So local content is music that is written, performed, and produced by South Africans.
Okay.
So those are three of the criteria that are applied in whether or not a song is considered as local content. 35% of the music we play on Algoa FM needs to meet those criteria. And it does.
Yeah.
And it, and it always will.
And it's a difficult job to get there. Your role at Algoa FM as music compiler, how has that changed over the last decade?
That's also a very good question, because it's been mostly physical submissions. In other words, somebody needed to decide, I needed to end up with that CD, write on the thing and send it to me and track a label and then wait to hear from me. Now, you could write your song on the loo this morning. You could record it in your cupboard at lunchtime, and you could submit it to me this afternoon. That's literally how easy it's become to submit music, and it shows. We now get up to 100 individual submissions per week, which we need to consider.
And another platform that we use here at Algoa FM is the Friday Music Club, a way of example as well, for artists to get on air.
Yeah, it's a lovely platform for us to showcase the very diverse talent that exists in our region. And quite a number of those songs have ended up being playlisted, and a few of them have gone to number one. The thing is, we will always look for reasons to play music from the people,
it's
from our region. We really want to.
Yeah, it's what we do. And I mean, you've explained the process in terms of submitting a song and then getting it onto Algoa FM. There are a couple of considerations that are applied before it even lands on the system.
So
let's talk about current top songs versus what was trending before. How do you determine that?
See, so here's the awesome news for adult contemporary stations. We are not trendsetters. We have to observe the trends selectively, and as it might suit our audience. And here's the best possible example in 2024. Even the Texas Hold'em haters are loving the upswing in country music that she's caused. The way that I phrased it recently is, every time I play a country song now, is this has Beyoncé's fingerprints all over it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you let's use that song for an example, yeah. You play the song, it's a unique song, it stands out, which opens it up to complaints and people complaining about the song. However, it tests well with the audience.
That's
they love
right.
it. And that's why we play it.
And that is one of the things we haven't mentioned, is that we do ongoing research, because we're not prepared to guess. The stakes are far too high. We consult our audience on what their preferences are, and hopefully the playlist reflects that.
Charles, I know that there's a whole process and strategies and research, and you mentioned audience preferences, but let's keep it real. How much of your own personal preference and taste goes into it?
Oh, absolutely zero. And I must tell you, it's not difficult at all, because I've got that filter. That filter for me is very, very strong. My taste in music has absolutely nothing to do with what you hear on the station.
And what is your taste in music?
Shamelessly commercial, which is great, because, I mean, you would know, all three of you in front of me now, if somebody said to me, what's your favorite song of all time? You can't.
You can't.
That word eclectic comes up.
We love music.
Right? Yeah. And commercial music as well, which I think in turn also makes your job slightly easier.
Well, that's the thing.
Because you can relate.
Yeah. The first thing that we do whenever we get a submission is you listen to it, hopefully distractedly, so that you're not paying acute attention, but that you are aware of, you're evaluating the performance, the production, and the genre, and therefore the suitability for the station. Mm. The vast majority of songs get declined. It's true. It's out of necessity.
Okay. If your song gets declined, you know who to speak to.
The boss, Mio. I've always phrased it like this. If you love the music, it's a pleasure. If you don't, speak to Mio.
Mio, of course, is
the program manager. It's like Hedgie Wintels, I lose.
That being said, if there's anybody who would like to submit music to the station, on the music tab on algoafm.co.za, there's a section called Music Submission, and it's four paragraphs that tell you exactly how to go about it.
Absolutely.
And what we play.
All right. Okay, you can go have some coffee now. Start your work. What are we playing after 8? Are we going to go for some Charles giving us eyes here. Don't touch the playlist. Also, I think it's important to add as well, from us presenters, we don't get to decide either.
No. It's a very common question that gets asked as well. So when do you choose your own music? No, we don't.
No, you would know.
Comes from Charles' department right over there. The music's actually about 24 hours. Well, how long in advance is before the show, do you say?
At least 24 hours.
24 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
So our music possibly will be loaded sometime during the course of this morning for tomorrow's show.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole day gets scheduled in one shot.
Yeah.
And then you go through it, all 300 songs, to see if it did what you wanted it to do.
Okay, well, we need to get to work. Thank you, Charles, for joining us this morning on Algoa FM Breakfast. It's 7:47 now.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.